Thank you, Joan, for having me. It's a pleasure to be here reading for all of you. I'm going to read three poems tonight that are all from my forthcoming collection, The Shape of Things, which will be released later this summer. And I also have my first book over there, The Rocking Chair, on sale for the very low price of $10. So the first poem is titled, We're Just Like Yesterday's Headlines. Pantomiming fractal geometries, I'd like to write porous graffiti into your skin along trajectories of nuclear luminosity, to bathe your bones in spectral radiation, resplendently inscribing the boundaries of tradition into what no longer resembles a soul. Not to back out at the last moment when diamonds of fallout are cutting your esophagus, but to caress with postprandial Geiger counter your networked being takes effort. Wrap this linen around tight. It's cold in the launch tubes waiting for snowballs to fly their arcs. Don't despair. Millions of people are waiting for you. Please refrain from disappointing. Tomorrow, I want to hold the debris of my own body cupped in my hand to scatter at a victimless crime scene. Amidst the ash will be a kind of synthetic cancer, a virus for matter. Tread this glassy wasteland carefully. The mirroring of my ruined visage is terrifying in the spiraling and refracted illumination of my capillary discharge, my atomic neocortex. Yon pilgrims cutting their allegedly bandaged feet on the topographically precise crystalline outcroppings deserve not your sympathy. I'd wash, but the tears of this fabulous history flow too slowly. Don't be concerned. There is enough emulsion to go around as long as we remember to fuse our eyes to the future, which we can't. There are too many pages burning in the solar parallax of the afternoon, mega narratives falling against the day from our otherworldly, almost Talmudic despair. We imagine cross currents in the fabric of strangers dying every day. Rippling softly, these mountainous atolls rock their desiccation with aplomb and grace. Almost frothing, I'm cretinous, and lewdly awaiting Luddite biker mamas straddling a fourth wave matriarchal rearrangement into some dystopian nightmare, something familiar enough to retain its violence but unhinged by its own emphasis on domesticity, toddlers' car seats aflame in their own projection of bukimi. But we should perhaps not get over anxious. There are already plenty of reasons to delay. Gratification leans pleasantly into the wind from codoliths, albums of grainy images, putti, all done up in various stages of transvestitism, awaiting some gathering of forces. Henry Adams sits at the head of their table, holding forth on the virtues of the castanet when employed in the dance of Shiva's disengagement from the world. I'd advise my own rapt attention. It turns upon the collateral we paid for further disenfranchisement of Godelian monks. Liberation has no frequency except in the august haze of abiding nostalgia that we inhale like fiends, and you perish. The second poem is titled, Throw Out Your Life. That doesn't sound like a bad idea. Throw out your life or mine one neuron at a time. I crab through the summer months, my senses deeply extended into floating ansibles of information, their brittle shards cold to the touch. My keyboard has tiny pins on each letter, drawing a bit of blood with every word. My body electric withdraws from the world, craves the luminous blast of the video drone. I sing holographic razors. Nor does this take piecemeal the collapsing necrotic drive of civilization. Next time, we'll be sure to invite our friends to take into account these dying gasps of the still intrigued. I'm strung out across N dimensions, languishing in the data tide. The beach is soft, scattered with barnacles from the program era. I will stake my flag on this to salvage, to repair. Form up the nanoclouds, gather the cities of caterpillars. We're marching on the halls of the slain, armed with nothing more than cosmic thumb drives. For it's not that we've forgotten the past, but it's a difficult thing, persevering. coupled with misanthropy, or forgetting is born screaming into the archive. Gather up the minutiae of this corpuscular feverscape, this bastion of trembling grace notes. We will rediscover our enthusiasm at the doctor's office. A narrative is nothing more than a degraded attempt at Promethean fire. At least that's what we tell ourselves here underground, where it's warm. The aura, Nile unbound, captures the crying and the vertigo, the letters and the bombs, balefire and the sound of reapers. Reach into your back pocket, that gooey interface. Please retrieve tomorrow's schedule of rendezvous. Also, please clarify the current agenda. I'd like to confidently meet the coming recursive loops with aplomb and dignity, not ruined by some all-consuming anxiety, some dread of Independence Day. These others in the crowd tonight think watershed, think nostalgia. Everybody knows you only live a day. And my final poem is The Shape of Things, One. 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 We'll fashion new tool sets out of 2600s, impaling boar with joysticks, unless I reassert my audacity, my yop. Fossils of couples twined around one another, wrapped in their little deaths, shall be found once a year. It'll be called Arche Easter. Slow menageries of people sporting prosthetics of all kinds, additional head, screw-on food processor, tambourine maw, will roam the rusted shipyards, gleaning. From there, the mills, the rail yard downtown, planting corn between the cracks in the pavement, between the ancient metal sarcophagi. Yesterday, I mapped the waveform of a shockwave. Leftovers from galaxial interpenetration, sun thrown into the void, planets dying. This all takes a very long time. I will be scattered tomorrow, distributed across the globe in a flurry of activity. This does not take terribly long and is considered common. I will cross some thresholds, but the time for transgression is past. What remains is to channel and select what is there. Force your favorite chair to begin shouting, making a scene, induce a coma, foster a child, only forget her on a kindly neighbor's doorstep. She will ascend to some minor bureaucratic position, overseer of collective farming in the southeastern Atlantic Rust Belt, quashing inner office squabbles over planning the new pogrom, or else grow up to become a manager of the Gap or something. I know, we're fostering whole new levels of detached mirth about the narcissistic landslide we all collectively prevented. Remember? The pretension was also gross hyperbole, but we definitely deserve awkward thanks. We have been productively subtracting bodies from the field. You're welcome. Two, the muses have become barbarian hordes roaring across the moors in their souped-up Land Rovers and Humvees, excreting inspiration-dealing Ithacans upon the unsuspecting countryside. Some warning would have been appreciated, at least for a cleanup crew. There are currently entire new modes of understanding appearing every few microseconds, then disappearing forever. The moment's potential untapped, a cosmic accident of no consequence. We shall all bow down to sheer statistical improbability, force majeure. There are miles of neurons to extract from my fingers, pulling at the root. As a pretender, one simply knows the racket. See, a familiarity with the rulebook is not unexpected, though of course allowances for a certain amount of entropic emergence should be made. Sedate the hard luck fathers gambling the week's grocery money. Let them lie on these mortuary slabs, glistening into the next century. Three. Oh, yeah, the shadows of seagulls are back, and all the color is going to rot out on the inside. Your birthday jailer has a letter. I think you've won an all-expenses-excluded vacation to sunny Megiddo, with the balcony overlooking the battleground. What a spectacle. Four. A prolonged adolescence is the shape of things. We are ambivalent. There may be something virtually on fire. More likely, our expectations are being met. Marginally, but still. the power violence infects. Lackadaisical nearness to devices and accessories, all the new killer apps. Will it turn your eyeballs blue, reflecting the light of the nuclear informatic pulse seared by data? Our decline, fermented in hazy LED prophecies, loses its parameters. It's affecting derealizing gloss, its tones of jubilant catastrophe, its discordant themes. The symbols of the end cast no shadow in the holocaust of screens. They retreat into the dim background synesthesia. Goodbye. Thank you.